Welcome to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim Be'ikayin Daf Hey, and we are starting near the top with Halacha Hey. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Meir Mitzar Bas Biyakam Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. Now, a short introduction about Hilchas Negayim is an order. A person has Negat Saras, a skin lesion that might be Saras. A Kain must determine if it's Tameh. Now, until the Kain paskins, it's considered Tahar. So, in order for Negat to be Tameh, it has to be the size of a gris, which is a bean, have two white hairs in it, or a Mechio, which is live skin. Now, there are two possibilities of Tumah: Mukhlat and Musgar. Mukhlat means it's confirmed. If this indeed is a proper nega, the kohen declares a mukhlat and he's tamei, has to be sent out of the city, and there's a whole bunch of other restrictions as well. If it's not clear though, the kohen will be masgir him, quarantine him for a week. That's called mitzayra musgar. At the end of that week, the kohen returns to reevaluate to see if there's a change. If the nega got better, he's free, goes to the mikvah and is tahar. If there's no change, he gets another week of hesger, and if it develops simani toma, then he's declared mukhlat and out of the city he goes. Now with the mitzayra mukhlat, once the nega goes away, he requires sfiras shiva, counts 7 days, he has to bring karbonas, there's a whole process, and only then he's tahar. So now knowing that, the Mishnah tells us, Rameir says, Reines and Goyim l'hakel v'loy l'hachmer, a kohen can come on Chol HaMoed to examine a nega only for kula and not for chumro, which means the kohen can look at the nega. If it turns out that it's fine, then he can pass and the person's okay, but if not, then he doesn't say anything, meaning he's not machmer on the fellow. That's because it's going to detract from a simchas yomtev, and according to Rav Meir, this is fine. The kohen does not have a chiyuv to paskin. If he wants to remain quiet and not say anything, he's allowed to do that, and then the person's going to be able to continue Simchas Yomtev. Harvacham and Lucham argue, they say, Loy Lahakel Veloy Lahachmir. The Kohen is not allowed to come and examine the Nega either for Kula or for Chumra. And that's because the Chum hold that once the Kohen examined it, he has to paskin. He has to say either thumbs up or thumbs down. He's not allowed to remain quiet and not say anything. And therefore, even though you're right, maybe there's a chance that it's not going to be a Nega Tzaras, there's also a chance that it might be Tameh, and then that's going to detract from the person's Simchas Yomtev, so the Chacham's not allowed to examine it at all. Now, Rameir also says, Malakat Adam Atzomis Aviv Yimab Nisha Simchi Loy. A person is allowed to gather the bones of his mother and father on Chol HaMoed because it's a simcha for him, as we're going to see in the Gemara. This is referring to what they used to do back in the day. They would first bury the person without a coffin, wait till the body decayed until it just became bones, then they would transfer into a coffin into a proper burial place. That's a simcha for the person, whereas it's allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed, which Rabbi Yisrael Amar, he says, Avel Hulai, this is considered avelus for him. That's because if this was done during the week, even though there is an element of simcha, which we're going to see in the Gemara why, but still the day of Likud Atzamah, so when those bones are moved, the person has to keep dina avelus. So therefore, it's not done on Chol HaMoed. On another din, v'loya aral mesai, no reawakening thoughts and discussions regarding his mace. V'loya hasbidenu, no giving haspedim for him. Kadim l'regel shalishim yom, if the person had died more than 3 days before Yom Tov. So we discussed tzaras. Tamat taninu over there, we learned in a mishnah maseches negayim. Baharis kegres, let's say a person has baharis, which is a negat tzaras, which is the size of a gris, and that would be a size that would be a problem. And then what happened? Upasas kegres, it expanded and became double, adding on another gris, so now it's the size of two grisim. V'noy lepisyon michya oiser lavan, and then this pisyon, in this expanded part of the nega, there was michya, which is this live skin or white hair, v'halchalah ha'ayim, and the ayim, which is the original gris, that disappeared. So Rabbi Kiva Matam, Rabbi Kiva would say that this person is a mitzayir mukhlat, where the Chum would say, tira b'tchila, this would be viewed as an original nega, not as an expansion of the original one. Ask the Gemara, hold on, Rabbi Kiva Matam, machlat, Rabban amri tira b'tchila machliten. Kiva and Rabban, it seems to be the same thing. Rabbi Kiva says that we look at this expanded nega as if it's the original one, and since it has all the simanim, we say the person is mitzayir mukhlat, and the rabbanon say the same thing. It's viewed as a new nega and has all the signs of tzaras, so the person is going to be mitzayir mukhlat. Uma b'nehain. So what's the practical nafkamina between them? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar answers, erev regel b'nehain. Let's say this is erev yomtiv. This person was a mitzayir musgar. The kohen wasn't so sure what the story with his nega is. Now he's coming at the end of the week, which is erev yomtiv, to re-examine his nega and decide what the person's din is. So that's the case Rabbi Kiva and the Chum are arguing about. Rabbi Kiva says, hey kan miyasa, this is considered the original nega v'inat niskak. He shouldn't be niskak to it. He shouldn't be involved in it. Not lahakel ulahachmer. In other words, since Rabbi Kiva holds that the nega that's currently on the person's body is really just the expansion of the original one, even though the original one disappeared, this is still viewed as the original one, and therefore when the kohen comes back at the end of the first week of hesger, he's viewing this nega as if it's the original one, and so he can't paskin lakula because we have simani nega over here, and therefore really in essence the only psak he could give is lachumra, making this person a mitzayir mukhlat, and since this is erev yomtiv, that's going to be to the fellow's detriment because he's going to be tzar mukhlat over yomtiv. That's where Rabbi Kiva says, don't come at all. Einat niskak loy. Don't come at all. Don't take a look at it. And so the person at least remains as a mitzar musker and he's not going to be mitzar mukhlat. Whereas Rabban say, chayrihi, this is something totally different. Even though the current nega on his body had come from the original one, since the original one is not here anymore, that original nega disappeared, so this is considered a brand new one. And therefore, about Patrim Minishar, you could patrim from the original one, meaning the kohen can come on erev yomtiv to reevaluate that original nega. He'll take a look and see that the original nega disappeared. standard, say that the person is tar from his original nega, and vaidihi shaloi l'hachmir, so in regards to what do we say, don't be machmir, that's she'ein at niska kloi l'shniya, loy l'hakav l'hachmir. That means that the kain just shouldn't examine this second nega, which again was really just an expansion of the first, but that's the only one that's remaining. So we're viewing it as a brand new nega, so in regards to that one, that the kain doesn't examine it at all, he so to speak pretends that it doesn't even exist, and then this person would be considered 100% tahar because the kain never said anything about this new nega, and he's going to be able to misamech on Yom Tev perfectly fine. So this way of understanding the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim of that mission over there in Negayim, and Rabbi Yosef is b'sher of Acha, a different way of understanding. Asi the chida the hacha kistam the taman, or the chida the taman kistam the hacha. That actually the chida, the das yachid of over here, which is our mayor, that goes like the stam opinion, the Chachamim of the mission over there in Negayim that we just quoted, and the chida over there, Rabbi Akiva, that goes like the stam, the Chachamim of over here. Further explaining, and here we have important gears to change. Asi the chida the taman kistam the hacha. The das yachid of over there, Rabbi Akiva, he goes like the Chachamim of over here, namely Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva says he kan miyasa, that expanded nega, which is the only thing that's remaining on the person right now, that's really considered part of the original one. Ve'einat nizkak loy loy l'hakav loy l'hachmir, and therefore the kain should not come to examine it, neither for kula or for chumra. And that's what the Chum of our Mishnah said over here: don't come on chol ma'id to paskin regarding a nega, either l'kula or l'chumra. Don't examine it in the first place. And based on top, u'dichida de'acha kestama de'taman, and the chida over here, Rab Meir, that's like the stama, the Chum of over there. Rabban Namri, what did Rabban over there say? Chayrihi, that expanded nega is considered something brand new, because again the original one disappeared about Patrimonary Shina, and therefore you could pattern from the original one, no problem. The kain should come down, look at the original one, see that it disappeared, and the new one he ignores. Now, according to this explanation, turns out the Rav Meir actually agrees to the Chum of our Mishnah that a kain is not allowed to examine a brand new nega on Chol Moed, because he actually does have to paskin once he sees it. It's only in this unique case of Negayim where the original nega expanded, the new part remains, and the old one disappeared. So then Rav Meir holds a Chum over there that this is considered a brand new nega, therefore the kain could examine the old one, paskin it's okay, but not look at the new one, because again over there the kain's for sure going to paskin the kula because the old one had originally disappeared. But again, according to this, Rav Meir holds that if the kain's coming to look at a new nega, so then he has a chiv to paskin regarding it, and since there's a tzad, it might be l'chumra, he shouldn't come and take a look at it at all. And the Chum over here go with Rabbi Akiva that the remaining nega is part of the original one, therefore the kain shouldn't come at all because he's going to have to go paskin if he sees it and there's no possibility of kula. Asking where, how could you say it? We learn over here that Rameir says Rameir says that a kain could come on Chol Moed, examine a brand new nega, and paskin only the kula, and if he decides that it's going to end up being a chumra, he doesn't have to say anything. So this is clearly not like the way Rav Acha just explained him. Says the Gemara, you're right. And here we have a different cheetah of what Rav Acha holds. Rabbi Yisrael Rabban says b'shem Rav Acha, the bein d'yichida d'hacha bein d'rabban d'hacha, whether we're talking about Rameir over here, the Rabbanon, Moedel Rabban Taman, they actually agreed to the Rabbanon over there, that l'hakel v'loy l'hachmir, that a kohen could come to take a look at a nega, paskin only l'kula and not l'chumra, which means he looks at the original nega and he paskins that it's okay, as opposed to the new nega, which again was just that expansion of the original one, he doesn't have to examine it at all. And that's even though the Rabbanon in our Mishnah don't allow taking a look at a brand new nega, they do allow looking at that one. And what's the difference? Because Taman b'shal chala'im. Over there, as we've said already a number of times, the original nega had disappeared. So therefore, when the kohen comes, he examines only that original nega which disappeared, and he's able to go l'kula, and he could pretend that the new nega doesn't even exist. From Hacha over here, b'shalcholam simanim, we're talking about where the simanim disappeared, v'ahim kayames, but the original nega is still there. And so in that situation, there's a real risk that he's going to paskin it l'chumra. And again, we're going to go into the shita that if he sees a nega, he has to paskin regarding it, and he's not allowed to not say anything. So that's why when we're dealing with just one nega over here, and it's the original one, the kohen's not allowed to examine it. Now, Rabbi says, nirim divrei Rabbi Yosi b'mosgar, it seemed to go like Rabbi Yosi, who's the chama of our Mishnah in the case of Musgar, which means that when he's a Mitzayer Musgar and the Kohen is coming to reevaluate what the din with the Nega is, we'd go like Rabbi Yosi that he's not allowed to come, but on the other hand, he might have to go L'chumra, because you're right, he might be L'kula, but on the other hand, he might have to go L'chumra, and then that's going to end up making the person from Musgar to Mukhlet, and that's going to take away from Simchas Yom Tov. So therefore, we're going to pass like Rabbi Yosi in that case, whereas if it's Rav Meir, but Mukhlet, we go like Rav Meir of our Mishnah when it's Mukhlet, meaning when the Kohen is coming to re-examine a Nega, which anyway the person was a Mukhlet, we're going to go like Rav Meir because of a man of Shach. If he's still Mukhlet, so he's Mukhlet. And if a kain decides the Nega went away, so great, now he's not a Mitzrayim Mukhlet anymore. He now goes into his Yimei Sfira, he starts a 7-day count, and at least he's not a Mukhlet anymore, so that's wonderful. Now, the reason why Rabbi Yosi would argue with that is because there is a benefit that the person has when he's a Mitzrayim Mukhlet over when he's in his Yimei Sfira. Namely, when he's a Mitzayro Mukhlet, even though he has to live outside the city and there's a number of other things as well, he is allowed to live with his wife and be with her. As opposed to when he's Bimei Sfira, he's not allowed to live with his wife. So Rabbi Yosef views that that's a detriment to him. Therefore, he says that when he's a Mitzayro Mukhlet, the Kohen shouldn't come. Now, going back to that Mishnah and Gaim with this Machlek, Rabbi Kiva and the Chamim regarding this original Nega that had expanded to double the size, the original Nega disappeared and the new part of the Nega, Simoni Tumah, were developed. And Rabbi Kiva had said that that's just considered as an extension of the original one, whereas the Chum said this is considered a brand new one. And we'd already mentioned one nafkamina, the Gemara continues, Reb Zayir Amar, he says, Yumei HaRegel B'nehain. The difference between Rabbi Kiva and the Chumim is the days of Yomtev. Rabbi Kiva says, Hikan Miyasa, this current Nega on his body is really just the expansion, it's really considered the original one, therefore he still would be a Mitzayir Muzgar, the entire Yomtev, and therefore pay attention to the Gersa change, Ve'enoi Nechas La'Azara, he's not allowed to go into the Azara, was Rabban Amar, the Rabban say, Chayrihi, this Nega on his body that has Simoni Tumah is considered a brand new one, and therefore, as we had said, the Kohen's allowed to come, tell him that in regards to his original Nega, which disappeared, he's 100% Tahar, and just not say anything regarding the new one, and therefore, Vuhu Nechas Lazara, he's allowed to go into the Azara, because he's Tahar from his original Nega, and since the Kohen never said anything about his new one, for all intents and purposes, he's 100% Tahar. Once again, we quote the line with Machleks between Rabbi Kiva and the Chamim, and we're going to bring up another Nafkamina afterwards. Ha Rabbi Kiva Metame Machlet, Rabban Amri, Teira Ketchil Machlet, Ma Benehain. So what's another difference between them? Shmuel Amr, so Shmuel says, Pricha Benehain. Another difference would be Pricha. Now, this is a din regarding Tsaras. The let's say Tsaras expands over the person's entire body. So if he already had Nega and he was Musker, then the Tsaras was Pireach, it spread throughout his entire body. That's actually a Simin Tahara, and the Kohen's going to say that he's Tahar. As opposed to if right from the beginning he has a Pricha Tsaras over his whole body, that's not a Simin Tahara, he could still be considered Tameh. So Shmuel says, that would be the difference between Rabbi Kiva and the Chamim. So Rabbi Kiva says, Hikan Miyasa, this original Nega, which had expanded to an extra size of a gris, and again, the original one disappeared, so now we just have that second gris remaining, that's still considered part of the original one, and therefore, B'Pireach Min HaTameh Tahar, if now from this expanded Nega that he had in his body, and now spread throughout his entire body, that's actually going to Metire him, because this is really just a continuation of the original Nega, which we had said that when there's a Prichas Tsaras from an original Nega, that's a Simin Tahara, or as the Rabbanan say the other way around, Chayrihi, this expanded Nega, as we've been saying, is considered a brand new one, and therefore, B'Pireach Min HaTahar Tameh, when we have Pricha, an expansion of Tzarat across a person's entire body, and he's coming from a state of Tahara, so actually we'll determine him as Tameh. So here's another difference between Rabbi Kiva and the Chamim. I have Arm Hashem Shmuel, some say the name of Shmuel, that Pricha Ushchin Hamayud B'Nehain. What's the difference between Rabbi Kiva and the Chamim? When there's Pricha's Tzarat, the spreading throughout his entire body, and there's a Shchin Mayred, a fresh raw boil over there. Again, we're still dealing with the same case, where the person had his original gris, his original Nega, it expanded to double the size, and then that new part of the Nega spread throughout his entire body, except for one part that had this shchin mayre, this raw, fresh boil over there. As we just said in the previous nafkamina, that according to Rabbi Kiva, the Kohen would be able to say that he's tahar, whereas according to Chamim, he would be tameh. Now what happened? This shchin hamayre, this fresh raw boil, started to dry up and disappear. So now there's a little spot on his skin that doesn't have tsaras and is technically ra'uy to have tsaras go to it because there's no boil there anymore. So from the top, Rabbi Kiva says, as we said a number of times already, he could maysa, this expanded that Tsaras is really considered part of the original one. Therefore, when he had Tsaras that spread across his entire body, B'Pareach Min HaTameh, that's considered expanding from something that's already Tameh. Therefore, Tahar, he would be Tahar. But now with this new situation that we just said, that the boil dried up and started going away, so now there's a little spot in his body that didn't have Tsaras, and now that Pircha of Tsaras that he had in his body that originally rendered him Tahar, it now expands onto the place where the boil was, so that's considered like brand new Tsaras. Now he would revert to his state of being Tameh, because that's considered like something brand new, whereas Rabban Armi, and say that no, Chayrihi, this expanded Tsaras from the original one is considered something brand new. And therefore, when Tsaras expands across his entire body, minus the boil, B'Pareach Min HaTahar is concerned now that he has a spread from a state of Tahara, Memela Tameh would be considered Tameh. Now the boil started healing and drying up. When the Tsaras then spreads to that spot, he's coming from a Tameh body. The Kohen's now able to say that he's Tahar. And now we just further speak this out. Begin the Chayri, according to Chamim, that is considered a brand new Nega. That's why this Tsaras, which is Pareach through his entire body, when now expands onto the spot that the boil was, we can say that he's tar. Ha'ini, but if it wasn't like that, meaning if originally, when that first Nega had expanded, if we would view it as just a continuation of the original one, like Rabbi Kiva does, so then he tahar, that would be considered tahar. Now when it spreads to the drying up, disappearing boil, that would now be considered tamay, just like Rabbi Kiva says. As is the Gemara of Asikai Adam Rav Shem Lakish, this goes like what Rish Lakish says, this Bakan, there's Machlekes, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Echanon, Parcha Bai B'Shchina Mayred, let's say this Tsaras that had spread throughout his entire body, now also spread onto the spot that the Shechin Hamerd used to be on. Rabbi Yochanan Rechon says Tahar, then now he's Tahar. Rish Lakish Amar Tameh, Rish Lakish says he's Tameh. So Shmuel Shita in Rabbi Kiva is going like Rish Lakish's understanding of this, not Rabbi Yochanan. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.